More than 250 families were given a turkey dinner, sides, and desserts to enjoy this holiday weekend. Today marked the third and final day of what organizer and Tampa police officer Debbie Bowles calls the Christmas Marathon. Earlier this week, children in the neighborhood were allowed to choose a gift for a loved one and three for themselves. Bowles said the families received items they likely would not have been able to afford.
We all hear about the economy picking up. If you read the paper, you're watching the news. Well, the message of the economy picking up, it hasn't reached families here in Sulphur Springs yet. So our partners that partner with us here at the Rich House, we're really on the front line of poverty. All the families that we have been serving these 3 days all live at poverty and below poverty level.
The Rich House provides services for residents year-round as well. Bowles said the charity is often a last resort for the Sulphur Springs community. She added the focus is always on the children.
We do an after-school program here where they have to come in and do their homework first. And if they don't have homework, well, they absolutely get my homework, which usually includes reading. We work on other factors with the kids. Once homework is done, we're focusing on socialization issues, conflict resolution issues, you know, self-esteem matters, all the basic building blocks to build them up to be strong, secure, productive adults.
The Tampa Police Department was able to support the three-day initiative, thanks, they say, to generous donors, churches, and even large companies. Coca-Cola and FedEx contributed heavily to the giveaways. Bowles said while the Rich House serves the single community, they would never turn away someone looking for help. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.